Okay, so we're on Daf Nunchet today. Natasha, you were not here yesterday, were you? Or what? Okay, let's
Okay.
okay, let's just summarize what we did till now, and then because everybody needs to welcome for everybody needs the same foundation, and then we'll go on. So we were discussing if a person takes a konam, like a type of neder, where he says the payrot are prohibited to him. So the Mishnah ended up saying that if the item is something, the zaro kala means zaro kala. Zaro kala means like the seed disintegrates, it's not there anymore. But then there are other types of plants like bulbs, but it means like an onion is the case that the Gemara uses, the onion, the shum, the garlic. And then the item still, in other words, like the things, the original item still stays around. So if he says konam, that this should be prohibited to him, or these items should be prohibited to him, then he's prohibited with the gidulim of it, like the things that grow from it, and the gidulim from it. And so the Ran, we had the Ran on the Zayim and Aleph. The Ran said that because he says that there's some element of the original isur, like the original onion, is still in that later group. When the Dharma have like the Dharm are something Davar Sheshamatirin. So Davar Sheshamatirin means something that you could, in other words, if I talk about Beetle, so Davar Sheshamatirin means that there's a way for it to make, it's not Isur anymore. In other words, so if a Neder, I could always go to a Chacham and it could be Matir the Neder. So I don't have to rely on Beetle for it. So because that, it's not subject to Beetle. Josh, do you follow what I'm saying or not? Okay, with Davar Sheshal Matirin. Davar Sheshal Matirin means, let's, I have Isur v'Heter, so it's prohibited, and things that are Mutar, let's say they get mixed in together. So normally there's a certain amount of Bitul. At a certain point in time, I say the small amount of Isur is Batel gabe this large amount of Heter. But if the Isur is Davar Sheshal Matirin, it's something that could be totally Beheter, not through Bitul, through other methods, totally Beheter, then I say it has no beetle, no beetle. You got it? So here we're saying that Nedarim, by definition, and this is the Neder we're talking about, is Davar Sheshlamatirin, because the person could go to a Chacham, he could be Matir the Neder, he could release you from the Neder. So then that's Davar Sheshlamatirin. So therefore, if there's a little bit of the Isur mixed in with a lot of non-Isur, it remains prohibited. Again, we're saying, let's say if a person made a neder, a certain object is prohibited to him, and then later on there's like other objects, so there's no beetle that object because the object is davar sheshel matirin. So the Ran applies this to, let's say, with this onion, whatever, that the gidulim and the gidulin are prohibited because there's a little bit of the first onion present there. So therefore, there's no beetle for it. Okay? All right. Now, then the Gemara got into a discussion. This was on in Zion with Beis. I'm just going over from yesterday, Shai, okay? So the Gemara went over yesterday. The Gemara had a question from Yishmael Ish Kfar Yama. Yishmael Ish Kfar Yama, and some say Ish Kfar Dima or Di Yama, that he raised the question. Let's say you have a an onion. All the cases are, or most of the cases are onion cases, because we're talking about Davar She'in Zaro Kala, where the seed does not disintegrate. So let's say you have an onion that was uprooted in the Shemitah year and then replanted in the eighth year, the non-Shemitah year. So the Shemitah year we view as Isur. I mean, what Isur means, there are certain prohibitions that attach to it. So we have each case is Isur v'Heter, but it means one case is very, restricted, that's the Isur case, another case not so restricted, that's the Heter case. So let's say a person, he has an onion from Shemitah and he plants it in the eighth year, and now the onion grows and has all these gidulim coming out of it. So are the gidulim Heter, and can they move Vatel the original onion? In other words, can I have a Heter? This is not a case of the Nedarim, it's a different case, it's Shemitah. So now the Shemitah onion grows all over the place, and now we have all these gidulim from it. So do the gidulim, are they, do they get the character of the original onion, which would be a Shemitah onion? Do I say it's a Shemitah onion, so all the gidulim are Shemitah growths? Or do I say the growth is something different, and now it could be mevatel, even the original onion? Okay, that's the question. And that's the question we'll continue on with today. So that was the question that he raised. So the Gemara says he goes to Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami is unable to answer him. Then he goes to Rabbi Yitzchak Napka, and Rabbi Yitzchak Napka paskins that everything's good. It's Heter. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman quotes from Chanina Trita in the name of Rabbi Yanai. He quotes a halacha. He says, a batzel shel truma. Again, the Easter here is the truma. In other words, it's just like the names change, but it's the same idea. I have the Isur and the Isur grows. It's just different facts, but it's basically the same concept. So he says you have a basil shel truma, an onion of truma. So an onion of truma is all prohibited to everybody except for Kohanim, right? Josh, with me, you need focus, okay? Okay, please sit up straight, okay? So basil shel truma, he says, shinata'o. He plants the basil of truma, and he says, and then v'rabu gidulav al ikaro. Now it grows all over the place. So the question is the growth more truma growth, or is the growth non-truma, and maybe it can even be mvatel the truma? That's the question. So Rabbi Chanina Trita says it's mutar. He says, no, it's complete heter. Okay, so let's just stop for a second. So we're trying to figure out, I have an onion, the onion is an onion of Easter, whatever the Easter is, whether it's Shemitah or truma, and then things grow out of it. And it grows out on a non-Shemitah year, or it grows out from the truma onion. So do I say the growth is the same as the onion, or the growth is different than the onion? So Rabbi Chanina Trita is saying the growth is different than the onion. So the growth is heter. So the heter can be mevatel the original Isur. That's the way we're at right now. Okay, everybody, good so far. It's just the beginning of the discussion. Okay,
what's can up? Can I ask a question on something you said before that this has a matirin as zman that there's
okay. That was the nedarim. Okay, hold that thought for a minute because I'm away.
I wanted to ask about
that. Okay, so give me a few more lines. We'll come back to you in a minute. Okay. Okay. So now. So then the Gemara says that the Rabbi Yirmiyah and some of Rabbi Zrika said, how can you have left two Amoraim hold it's Isur and you pass on like the one Amora who says it's Heter? In other words, okay, so now you found this Rabbi Chanina Trita who says in the name of Rabbi Yanai that the growth is different and can be Mvatel the original onion, but I have two Amoraim, which we're going to say right now, they hold the growth is the same as the Isur, and it's not Mabakal anything. So who are the two Amorayim? So the Gemara says, first is Rabbi Yibau, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Yalda Shesivcha Bizkena. I have, this is, again, the Isur here is Orla. Orla is the fruit of the first 3 years of a tree, so it's prohibited. That's Isur. So it's just like different names for the Isur. You know, one is Truma, you know, one is Shemitah, one is the Orla, but it's the Isur and Heter. That's the main thing just to remember. So I have an orla tree, a young tree, and I snip off a branch of the orla tree and I graft it onto an old tree, a fruit-bearing tree. And there were like small buds on the orla branch. And now when it's attached, it grows into big fruit. So the big fruit is 200 times the original bud. So it's a shear that would normally be enough, shear normally enough for beetle. So the question is the growth heter or is the growth isur? Here's a little different. Before we had onions, here's like the bud, but the same idea. So the first statement, Rabbi Balsam's and Rabbi Yochanan, that even though it's Mosifa Matayim, even though it grew 200 times from the original volume, it's Asur. In other words, so the growth is not Heter, the growth is Isur. Okay? That's one case. And then one more case. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rebbe Nachmani says, and Rabbi Yonatan, here's our old friend, the Batzel, the onion. I plant the onion. I plant it in a kerem. So planting the kerem, right away the lights go off. That's kilei kerem. If I plant different types of seeds in the vineyard, kilei kerem, asur, right? Asur. So he says he plants this onion in the kerem, and then he uproots the kerem. So the growth that took place up to now was kilei kerem. Now there's no more kerem. Now the onion is growing by itself. So what's the status of that onion? So the onion grew. So he says it's Asur. Okay, so now, again, we're dealing with onions mostly. So we started off with the onion that was the, uprooted in the Shemitah year and then grew in the eighth year, in the non-Shemitah year. And is the growth heter or is the growth, prohibited? So that was the question. So the first answer was it's heter. Because Rabbi Chanina Trita says, if I have a batzel of truma, if I have a truma onion and I plant it, the growth is not truma, and the growth will be mevatel the original thing. So that was going towards beetle. Now we had two statements from two other Amorayim. One in the name of Rabbi Yochanan and one in the name of Rabbi Yonah. So Rabbi Yochanan's case is Yalda Shesivcha Biskena, with the young branch of Orla that's grafted onto the non-Orla tree, the growth is Isur. And then we had the other case with the onion that was planted in the Kerem, and Ne'akar HaKerem, so the growth is still considered to be Isur. So that's prohibited. Okay, so again, so the let's just repeat again, then we're going to go on. So the main idea is, if I have something, again, we're talking about something that ain zaro kala, in other words, the seed does not disintegrate, which basically comes out to be onions, and then I have Isur, and then it continues to grow in a situation where I would think it's heter. So does the growth get the status of the Isur, in which case I'm, you know, finished? Or does the growth now heter, and now the growth is so much, it'll be mabakel the Isur? That's the question before us. We have two statements from Omarayim, from Rabbi Yochanan, and we had and Rabbi Yonatan, that it's Isur, the growth is Isur, everything is Isur. And then we had one statement from Rabbi Yitzchak Trita, Rabbi Hanina Trita, that it's heter. Okay, now, okay, so Fern, let me get back to you quickly. Okay, you see, well, you asked me about let me say
on the Nedarim, does every Neder, I know it has the possibility.
Right, right. So since every Neder, and you'll have this in tomorrow's daf, since every Neder has the possibility of being vacated by a Chacham, we view Nedarim as Davar Sheish Lo Matirim. By definition.
But in fact, every neder is not vacatable. Is that true?
You have to have a petach or a charata. In other words,
right. you have to have ground for it.
But it means that there is a theoretical way to vacate. It means in the world, in the olam, like in this concept of nedarim, right? In the concept of nedarim, there's an idea of vacating it, so it's viewed as davar sheish lo matirin. Right?
Factually, it's not always possible. Is that right?
Right. Factually, it may not be possible. Okay. All right. Now, but although, remember, we saw in the Gemara, we had a case where the Chacham needed to have a heter, and then he came up with the case. What was the case the Gemara had where, he caused the Chacham to come, and he says, if you would have realized that this Chacham would have come, would you have made the netter? All right, anybody, but you got the idea. All right, now I'm going to move forward, unless there's any other questions, comments, or thoughts. Everybody good? Okay. All right. Now, let's go into today's daf. Now, the Gemara is going to bring two more.
Sorry, Rabbi, you mentioned about Nedarim. Isn't there a Neder that we say in Hatrat Nedarim, Chutzmi, Nedarim that we make Bishad Mincha? Aren't there types of Nedarim that, not revocable?
Right. That's true. Yeah, so, I mean, I that's really just another variation of what Fern was asking. So I think that since you'll see it in tomorrow's daf, I'm not 100% sure, but I think since Nedarim as a whole corpus are subject to Hatara, they're viewed as Davar Sheish L'Matirin. That's what I think. Okay? All right, let me go further in the Gemara. Now, so now we're around five lines from the bottom on the Zayin Amud Beis, 57b, page 114. Everybody focus, okay? So the Gemara says, Hadar Atal comes to Rabbi Yami. So now, this is Yishmael Yishkvar Yama. He goes back to Rabbi Yami, who's the person he came to originally and wasn't able to respond to him. And Rabbi Yami has an answer for him from the following statement. Now, this statement is going to come out that it's heter. So again, the issue is the growth different than the original onion, or the growth is the same as the original onion? The original onion is usually Isur, and so if the growth is the same as the original onion, then it's prohibited. If the growth is different than the original onion, then you're usually in better shape. Now, here it's a little bit flipped over the other way. Usually the onion is Isur. We'll see that here, the original onion is going to be Heter. We'll see how this goes. Now, he says, comes from Upashli min adada amar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yochanan. Litra betzalim, litra is a measure of weight. Litra betzalim shetikna. He had onions that he was metaking. Means he took trumas and masros from onions. Vizara. And then he took these onions from which Truman and Masrud had been removed, so now it's like sort of kosher onions, he plants them. Mitaseret lefi kula. So Rabbi Yochanan's statement is that the entire amount has to go through Maaser again. Now, I would have thought, perhaps, I mean, left to my own devices, if I say it's that the growth gets the status of the original item wasn't Chayiv and Trumas and Masrud anymore. But now we're not saying that. We're saying that the whole thing needs to be miser from all the growth. And he says here, Alma otan gidulin mevatlan ikar. So it sounds like the growth has a different status, and it's even mevatel the ikar. Now, one second. Okay, let's look at the Ran, or this we have. Okay, the second wide line in the Ran, he says, Lefisha gidulin va'ikar, alma atu gidulin ha'mechuyabin, mitaser lefi kula, I'm sorry, mitaser lefi kula, fia gidulin va'ikar. In other words, you're going to take maestros from the growth and from the original onion that was planted. In other words, the original onion, the trumas maestros have been taken from. And now we plant that, and now it grows all over the place. It's like, you know, it multiplies. So now I'm going to take trumas and maestros from the whole caboodle, everything that's there, even from the like the original one. He says, "Lefisha gidul ikar alma atu gidulim huyavin." So I see the gidulim come; they're obligated trumas and maestros, and mevatlin ikar hapatur, and the mevatlin even the original onion. Biafal gav leel b'samach amarigo mishrei Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Ran is pointing out we have a contradiction, because a few lines ago we quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying the growth is different than the growth is the same as the fruit. In other words, remember it was Yalda Shesivcha Biskena. So I have the buds of the fruit, and that's Orla, and then the fruits grow. The whole thing is prohibited. So we're saying the growth is the same as the original fruit, a few lines before, and then Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have this onion, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the growth is different than the original onion. It was the original onion, and then now the growth comes over. Not only that, the whole thing now becomes chayav. He says, so that's just the opposite. So Amorayim Ninu believed in Rabbi Yochanan. So the Ran says these are different Amorayim quoting Rabbi Yochanan differently. In Achinami, the two opinions do contradict one another. They both are in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, but there are different versions among the Amorayim what Rabbi Yochanan said. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. Alma Aotan Kidulim Vaflin Ikar. So now the Gemara says two lines from the bottom. So that's a Raya the other way. This is Rabbi Yami. So Rabbi Yami wants to say the Gidulin are different than the original onion. So normally, if here the gidulin are mechayev the original onion, everything is mechayev it. But normally, the original onion is normally iser, then gidulin normally heter. So according to that rationale, then the original case was the onion that had, you know, been a shvita onion and was planted in the eighth year. So taking that rationale forward, extrapolating, it would say that the growth is different, and then the growth would be mevatel the original onion, and now there's no iser. Wait, two lines. So the Gemara says, Dilma l'chumr shani. So the Gemara says that not necessarily a proof from that case. I could say the real halacha is the growth has the same din as the fruit. Nothing changes. But where we're designating the growth as different than the fruit would yield not heter, but a chumra. In other words, normally if I said the growth is different than the fruit, that yields heter. So maybe normally the halakha is that the growth has the same din as the fruit, and which is normally isur. But where in a situation like this is like an outlier situation, where the growth, if I say the growth is different than the original fruit or the original onion, it yields a chumra. In other words, if I say it's different, now I have to take trumas and maestros. So maybe in that situation, maybe on a drabbanan level, the Chachamim said, in this case, we're going to go l'chumra. You know what I'm saying? No, okay. So in other words, so maybe in this case, the Chachamim, really the halakha is, the libud hokata, growth is the same as the original onion. Growth is the same as the original fruit. So normally, typically, the typical case, the onion is isur, and then the growth will be isur, and everything will be asur. That's the typical case. So, but in this case, if I do that, so the original onion was pater from trumas and maestros, the growth will be pater, everything will be pater. So in this case, maybe the Chachamim, as a stringency on a rabbinic level, said in this case, then we're going to have to treat the growth as chayav in Shumas and Masters. Everything is chayav, but that's just a rabbinic stringency. So the fact that we have a statement allegedly from Rabbi Yochanan this way, so in the end, the Gemara is saying it doesn't necessarily contradict Rabbi Yochanan's previous statement. We thought initially it did, but but maybe it doesn't. Maybe this is just, he's saying a chumrah drabanan in this case, and they, both statements could be good. So we don't have a conclusive, you know, answer to our question yet. Okay? All right, who's had questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I've said so far? Okay, Michael's got a comment.
Your question, a simple one. The person plucks a onion from the Shemitah and plants it in the eighth year in a heter, and that's Yanai's question. I think everyone's losing the original question. That's the original question.
Right.
I take it out of the Shemitah year. This is an onion that's a seventh year onion.
Right.
That's Issa.
Right.
That's the issue.
Right.
And I put it in now I plant it in the eighth year, which is Heter.
Right.
And it sprouts.
Okay.
What's the halacha?
Okay.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Right. Okay. I thought.
I know sometimes they get lost in there.
All right.
That's the original question. That's the question we're looking to solve.
All right. Now, again, with this, with a Shemitah onion, let's take a look further. Let's take a look further in the next case of the Gemara. Just to bear in mind, in other words, it was a Shemitah onion. A person's not allowed to harvest the Shemitah onion, you know, for purposes of, you know, maybe carrying it over. But in other words, he took a Shemitah onion and now he's planting it in the eighth year. Okay, now let's take a look back on the Gemara. So the bottom line, Elamin Adas. So now the Gemara is trying to resolve Yishmael Yishkfar Yama's question from this following Bryce. So now it's a whole different world. Now we're entering the world of Tanaim. Up to now we're quoting Yomarayim. So now if we have a proof from the Bryce, we're going to knock everybody out of the ball field because they're all Amorayim. Fine, they have this opinion, that opinion. But now I'm going to have a Tana. Let's see. So we think we're going to have, you know, opinion from this Brysa. Now you have to be patient with this Brysa. It's only one line in the Brysa is the line we need, but we're going to learn the whole Brysa, and then hopefully we'll take the proof, and then the Gemara is going to deflect the proof. Element Adat Tanya, we learn the Brysa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, this is Rabbi Shimon, we know it means Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He says the top line on Nechad Man Aleph, called the Bar Sheish Lamatirin. So this is what we spoke about earlier, Josh and everyone. Called the Bar Sheish Lamatirin. The Bar Sheish Lamatirin means that there is a way to make the Easter total heter. I don't have to rely on Beetle. There's a way to make it total heter, so then it's not subject to Beetle. It's not subject to Beetle. It says, Kodavar Sheshul Matirin, Kigon Tevel. So Tevel is untithed produce. So let's say I have Tevel and Chulin got mixed in together. So I would think, well, you know, a little bit of Tevel, a lot of Chulin. So Batel. No, but Tevel is subject to, I just have to take two Masmasos for it. I can take it from another place. So it's not subject to Beetle. And then Master Shani, similarly Master Shani, I can be, if it got mixed in with non-Master Shani, Master Shani is subject to Pidyon, redemption. The Hekdesh the same way, is subject also to Pidyon. The Charash, it's prohibited now, but if I wait a few months, it won't be Charash anymore, it'll be Yashan. So that's also a Davar Sheish Lamatirin. So all these are situations where without Beetle, there's a way for me to make it totally Mutar. So he says, in other words, the chachamim didn't give a shear for beetle because there is no beetle. That's that case. Then, then there are things that aren't subject to any other heter, but beetle they would be. You go on truma, like truma. Now, we'll talk about this because truma is also subject. The Ron brings it up. You could go to a chacham, but there's no mitzvah to go to a chacham with truma. Okay, truma. With truma and maiser. Truma and maiser is the Levi, when he gets Maser Rishon, he has to take 10% from the Maser Rishon and give it to a Kohen. That's called Truman Maser. Eddie, you with us or not? Okay. Then Bechala. Chala is the piece of dough you give to the Kohen. Today we take a piece of dough, we burn it, but originally when everybody was in a state of Tara, they give it to the Kohen. And Orla. Orla is the fruit of the tree the first 3 years. The Kilia Kerem. Kilia Kerem is, you know, when the grapes and the other seed grow together, so they're Easter. So not Nubahem Chachamim Shir. There the Chachamim gave a shear for beetle. Okay? So the first yisod is Davar Shish Lamatirin has no beetle. Davar Shein Lamatirin does a beetle. Okay, let's just see the brown on this. Okay, what's wrong? Okay, skip the English and listen to what I said, okay? Now, I'm sure, or you'll read the English in a minute. Okay, so we'll look at the brown first. Okay, the top line. Kol davar shesh matirin kiyon tevel shetarei b'chulin, got mixed in with chulin, means chulin is the kosher food. He says, v'yesh lo matirin shechol afrish makom acher. There are matirin, because it just can be mafrish from other truma. He says, this is the truma ma'aser from this tevel. U'maser sheni v'hekdesh yesh lo matir b'ptiyah. Maser sheni v'hekdesh, you could be potik, redeem it. V'charash sh'omer matiro, the omer on Pesach, that's matir v'charash. So if it's a minam, they said, then mashu is ashes it. But if it's shloba minam, it's no taintam. In other words, shloba minam is like a different type of food. He says, in other words, if there's no taste there. Right, let me leave that part out. Okay, now, and then skip down to the fourth narrow line. Before the bar, she'en lamatirin, non truma truma maisa v'chala, the afal gav damatzi l'tshuli alayhu. So, here, the Ran is asking, why is Truma and Truma's Meiser and Chala, Dvarsha, Ein Lamatirin? He can go to a Chacham and say, I made a mistake. I didn't mean to designate this as Truma. Can you be mocking me? He says, Kaman to like a mitzvah, Lemibad Hachi. There's no mitzvah to go to a Chacham. He says, Lo Mikru Dvarsha Ish Lamatirin to Dermin Lakaman. They don't wait. It's not called Dvarsha Ish Lamatirin, like the Gemara is going to say later on. Okay, Nanubahim Chacham Shir, Shafilin is Arbu Minan, Betalim. Truma uma truma ma'aser v'chala b'meya or l'b'meya or l'kilakem ma tayim shenaminim kolam b'shishin. So if it's minam, so the shear is either 100 or 200, and einan minam is shishin. Okay, now let's see back. So we quoted the beginning of the braisa. Let's go back on the Gemara on line 5. Okay, so that's the halacha that the Tana Reb Shimon said. So which is just to repeat. So davar shish matirim no bitol, davar shenam matirim does have bitol. That's basically what he said. So Amru lo, the Chachamim, this is still part of the Braisa. Chachamim said to Rabbi Shimon, "Lo shviyat ein lamatirin." He says, "Look, shmita fruit has no matirin. In other words, there is no heter for shmita fruit. The shmita fruit is shmita fruit, shmita fruit. Even if you wait after shmita, it's still a din shmita fruit." Lo anubahel Chachamim shir. The Chachamim didn't have a shir for beetle for the shviyat. So this isn't working out with your system so well. That's what the Chachamim is saying to Rabbi Shimon. We have an example of something that has no matirim, but there's no shear for beetle. Did none, because we learn in the Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah Sech Shvias, a shvir oseret kol shu b'mina, that shvias is ashes with a kol shu b'mina, with its min. Right. Now, on this is an important round. We have to read this round. Around 8 lines above where it gets medium wide. A shvir oseret kol shu b'mina, b'im b'taru b'peirat hater b'shal shviat, whether the Shemitah fruit gets mixed in with non-Shemitah fruit or the produce, and it gets mixed in with the other one. Now, again, with Shemitah, there's one, it has certain dinim. One of the dinim of Shemitah is Shasabir. There's a certain date when it's not available in the field anymore. Then you have to disgorge it from the house. Either you have to be mafkir it or you have to destroy it. There's not look at Rishonim what you do in the Shasabir. So let's say, now I have some of that Shemitah stuff that I have to destroy and got mixed in with non-Shemitah fruit. So there's no heter. And then, here's the important line, which we'll need. The Ran says, it also applies by gidulim, the things that grow from the Shemitah, gon batzel shishit, like a six-year onion, shinita obashriya, that was planted in the Shemitah year. Meaning, the batzel, the six-year onion, and now it's growing in the Shemitah year, so the growth is going to have a din in Shemitah. That's the thing we're going to focus on. The growth is going to be Shemitah growth. Okay? Now, so there's no beetle. Let's see back in the Gemara. So Amar Lahem, we're line 8. So Amar Lahem, now here, the girsa that the Ran has, which is helpful, is different than our Gemara. If you look in the Ran, it's 5 lines above where it gets medium wide. Amar Lahem, Afhem Lu Amru El Labior. So he, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, said to the Chachamim, "Af heim lo amru." And when they said that Shvias is an oser with a mashahu, they only said that by the din of biur. In other words, you're right. In other words, let's say some of the Shemitah, produce got mixed in with not Shemitah produce, and now for the din of biur, so the Shemitah produce is obligated to destroy it, and now it's mixed in with other things. So right, there is no beetle for that. And the reason we're going to see in a minute, that is like a type of davar shesh matirin. We'll see in a minute. Avala achila, but if it's food that was after the Shas HaBiur, and it was after the Shas HaBiur got mixed in, but no Tain Tam. All right, 1 second. Let's take a look at the Ran on this. Okay, six lines above where it gets wide in the Ran. Okay, six. Amar lehem apein l'amru l'diur, apein l'amru b'shashvito ser b'kol shahu, l'mina elin nishtrik l'kol ha-taruvet konam ha-biur. In other words, what they said is that you have to eat this mixture before the Shas HaBiur. In other words, if some of the produce, which is subject to, we'll say, a destruction date, let's say the date, we'll give a date, let's say by the 15th of Adar, let's say Shas HaBiur. So now some of the things on the Shemitah year got mixed in, and they got mixed in with non-Shemitah produce. And now on the 15th of Adar, the Biur has to be destroyed, and so now I can't eat it. So he says, but if it's before Shas HaBiur, the Kemen Shef Shala Aklo, I could eat it right now. This is Habalei Kedavar Sheishlo Matirin. That's like a Davar Sheishlo Matirin. In other words, now there's a way for me to eat it Beheter. In other words, Davar Sheishlo Matirin means, why should I eat Beisur? I can eat it Beheter. So, right. So there is no beetle for it. In other words, I have a ticking time bomb in my challenge or whatever it is in my food, but my Eitzah is I can eat it right now and eat it Beheter, and there is no beetle for that because I can eat it Beheter. I don't need a beetle. That's what's going. Now, but then he says, on the first medium-wide line of the Ran, but if it got mixed in after the Shas HaBiur, if this, you know, like poisonous Shemitah fruit got mixed in after the 15th of Adar, in my example, he says, if you're not asked for the mixture, there's no way to give a heter b'achila, so that would be a din in no tain tam. Then there is beetle. So the Ran says, you see from this whole Shakla Vitarya, in other words, the Gidulim, in other words, one example he says, I have a 6th year fruit that grew in the Shemitah year. That's the case. Like I have an onion, a 6th year onion that grew more in the Shemitah year. And those Gidulim are Gidulim of Isur, because that's the only way that makes sense. When we say that Hashvito Seret Kol Shehu, the Ran said, amen, even a 6th year onion that grew in the 7th year. So he says here on the third wide line of the Ran, Alma Gidulim Einanim Shakan Achar HaIkar. So you see the Gidulim, the growth, it's not guided by the original base, the original onion, the Yokamod, to be like the original onion. Dihachi, because if that were the case, how could the Shemitah ever ask for anything? The original onion was a 6th year onion. So how is anything asked for anything? Elabadai, Ain Gidulim Ki'ikar. So therefore, it must be Gidulim are not like the main base. Hilkach Malin. He says, this is so I see that it is subject to be told. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Anyway, the proof from this whole Shakla Vitarya was like a little bit from that one line in the Brisa that we had. If the 6th year onion grows further in the Shemitah year, the growth we view as Isur, and the, even though the original onion is Heter. So I see the growth is not like the original fruit, the original onion. Okay? So the Gemara says, let's see back in the Gemara, then we'll pause on a few lines. Okay? We're on the 10th line. So the Gemara says, Vidilma.
7 to 8.
Say again, repeat. Oh, wait 2 seconds. Okay? So the Gemara says, Vidilma Hanami Lachom Rashani. Maybe we could say the same thing as we said before, that in Achinami, in other words, really, the Tzmitzat Halacha, the growth is the same status as the original onion. The growth is the same status as the original onion. But where the growth being the same status as the original onion will yield a heter, and the growth being different from the original onion will give me like an Isur, maybe in these circumstances, for Chumra purposes, we treat it differently. In other words, maybe as a rabbinical enactment, we say, in other words, the growth, is in other words, normally I have like an Isur onion, and then the growth would also be Isur. That would be the way it would normally go. So Isur and Isur. In this case, the original onion is a 6th year onion. So the growth now is growing in the Shemitah year, but usually our regular klalim that would lead me to Heter. Maybe in a situation like that, the Chachamim said, you know, well, rabbinically you have to go lechumra and treat it as Isur. But really, the halakha is not that way. The halakha is maybe that the growth has the status of the original onion. Okay, so again, we attempted to prove from this brisa a resolution to our question whether the growth is the same or different than the original onion, and we thought we had a proof that the growth is different than the original onion, and the Gemara says not necessarily the case. It could be that generally growth is the same as real onion, but here, for rabbinical purposes, we're going to be stringent and say it's different in order to yield Isur, but otherwise not. Okay, all right, now what do you want to say? You couldn't hold on before, Yosef. What's up? Right. Well, we're different, right? That's what we're talking about. Okay. Now, I'm going to, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? What's up? Let me hear. Go ahead. Read. Let me hear your angst. Read. Go. Okay. Ed is reading from the English Art Scroll. Which part? Which footnote? What page? All right. Let me follow. One second. Okay. 58 A1. Okay. One second. 58 A1. Let me get it. Okay. And what? Which paragraph?
The left side.
What number paragraph?
Footnote. What the number of the footnote?
What number? Are you reading the text or the footnote? Okay, let me hear the little text. Go ahead. What's the problem? Call the bar she'ein lo matirin. Right. 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 What's the problem? No. In other words, anyway, again, when we say like a remedy, means a remedy other than B12. A remedy other than Bito. Okay. Or you're going to a chacham or things like that. Okay. All right. Now. Okay. I'm moving on in the Gemara. Everybody all set? Okay. Now. Okay. So now we're six lines from the bottom. Anun chedem and aleph. Elam and hadap hashto. And again, it's, you know, lashon nedarim is mashuna. Language of mesech nedarim is different than lamesecho. So the Gemara, this is not the typical Aramaic expression. Elam and Adab Pashto. The Gemara says we can deduce the answer from the following Mishnah. Okay, so that's, we're going to try to bring another proof to our question: is the growth the same as or different than the original, you know, vegetable? Titnan, Bitsalim, Shardu Alehim Gishamim. Now these are also 60-year onions that were lying on the ground in the Shemitah year. So again, I have six. The onions are originally Heter, right? But now it's the Shemitah year. He says, Shardulayim Kshamim, now the rain, now it's Shemitah. Now it rains on them. But Samhu, and now they start growing. He says, Imayu Alin Shalem Shchorim, if the leaves are Shchorim. Now Shchorim means black, but the Ran is going to say, which we'll see in a minute, it means like dark, deep dark, like dark green leaves. He says, Asurim. So then, the growth is prohibited. It means that we take as a siman that the plant is getting its nutrients from the ground. If it gets its nutrients from the ground as it did in Shemitah. Okay, he says horiku. But if the leaves are a light green, then they're mutarim. Then they're permissible. Okay, let's see the run on this. Okay, on the third very wide line downstairs in the run. Elam and adap hashtad tani b'tzalim shadu aleihem shamim b'shviyit. So the Ran says, "Lav shkur mamash," doesn't mean black. It was like darker. That the growth is good. So the growth is from the Shemitah. In other words, it's the growing is getting nutrients from the soil. He says, and then horik mutarin. But if it's pale, shkim shem yurukim means like a light green. Lav machmat unique at a karka nigadul machmat abat selasmo. Then it's growing from the original, you know, heter onion. Okay? So let's see back in the Gemara. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. Then five lines to the bottom. Reb Hanani ben Antignos says in the Gemara, he has a different litmus test. If I could pull the onion, the growth, by the leaves, in other words, it all holds together, strong leaf, then it's prohibited. That means it's getting inika from the ground. And so that's his test. Okay, now, here's the key line, though. Ukenegdan lemotza eshviyit mutarin. So let's say he wants to say, this was a 6-year onion growing in the Shemitah year. Let's say I have a Shemitah onion that's growing in the 8th year. I think this is what you were alluding to before. So let's say I have a Shemitah onion now growing in the 8th year. So the Tana says, where's the line? Ukenegdan lemotza eshviyit mutarin. The same test. Lamota Eshvi, it would yield heter. In other words, so if I see I have the dark green leaves, so now I have heter there. The growth is heter and could even be mevatel the original onion. he says, and if it's not dark green leaves, not. Lemeimra, the Giduli Heter, Malinah Isur. So that Mishnah seems to be muchrach that the growth has a different status than the original onion and can be mavatil it. So the Gemara says, it wants to deflect the proof. Medilma b'meduchanin. Perhaps this is a situation where the person chopped up the original onion. So he chopped it up and then he, you know, let it grow. And if you look at the last line of the run, medilma b'meduchanin, shadach v'shachach kabet salim, became the meduchanin u'griye. That makes it more inferior. In other words, when I have the onion in its full potency, like it's a healthy, complete onion, and it's an onion of Isur, so then the Isur can continue out. But maybe if the original onion is all chopped up, maybe it loses that potency. So that's not necessarily a great proof. And so now why would he chop it up? I think he chops it up. Yeah, he doesn't say why they chopped it up. But anyway, but he did. Okay, now let's take a look. Element Hadar. So again, we tried a proof from two different brises, each deflected. Now we're still on the hunt for a proof. We're looking from Tanaim. Element Hadar. We're going to try to prove it from the following brise. The Tanya, turn page. Okay, now turn page. Look how illusory. They look like such short dapim, but they're really a lot of work for each daf. Okay. Tanan. Hamanachi Shemakuti. If a person is pruning or you're pruning with a kuti, the chasayot. Now, the kutim are, you know, people who aren't so reliable in terms of their frumkite. So he's pruning, but chasayot really means like with onions. Everything is onion. Onion by any other name is an onion. Okay. The chasayot. Ochel mehen achilat aroi. So he can eat it. Now, the first part is talking about like trumas and maasros. So he can eat, the Jew can snack on it. The snacking is okay. He says, Uma asran vadai. But it's definitely 100% chayiv in maasro. In other words, because the kuti is definitely not maaser. In other words, so he's definitely chayiv in maaser. Rav Shim ben Elazar Omer, and here's the key line though. Rav Shim ben Elazar Omer, this is a different case, and this is the part that's going to be the proof. Rabbi Shim ben Elazar Omer, in Yisrael Chashrel Shvid, this is a different case. Let's say the from Jew is working with a non from Jew, and the non from Jew is suspected of not observing the dinim of Shemitah. He says, Lamotza e Shvid mutar. So he, in other words, there's these onions, and the onions may have been Shemitah onions, and now they're growing in the eighth year. So Lamotza e Shvid mutar. On the Lamotza e Shvid mutar, so let's take a look at the Ran on the sixth line, narrow line. The Moshe Shvi Mutar, Lecholotan Alim Shigadlu B'Shminid. He can eat the leaves that grew in the eighth year. The Vada Gidulein Rabin Al Ikar Isur Amurubahen. You know, the new growth we're treating like Heter. In other words, the original fruit, he's not from, he doesn't observe the laws of Shemitah. So in Akhenami, the original fruit might have been a Shemitah fruit, was a Shemitah fruit. But the growth is not a Shemitah fruit. And the growth will be Mevatel, even the Shemitah. He says, Ba'achirim Pirsha, or leave it to the other thing. Now, to the Moshe Mutar, Lameimra, back in the Gemara line 4, Lameimra, Gidulei Heter, Malina Yisru. So that's a proof. Here, the Mishnah says that if you're working with this non from Jew, and he's Chashan on Shvia, so we don't trust him in terms of Dinah Shemitah, and you're working with the eighth year, even Lu Yetzur, that this onion was a Shemitah onion, but the growth is not considered to be a Shemitah growth. So that's our question. Is it the same or different? So we have an answer. So he says, Bedilma, the Dabar Shazor Kalas. So the verse is maybe the Mishnah is not talking about an onion. The Mishnah said chasayot. So I said it meant onions. Maybe it's talking about a different type of plant, Dabar Shazor Kalas, where the original seed disappears. The original seed disappears. It's not there. Everything is new. So the verse says Hatanya, but we learn in the Braisa, Elohim chasayot. What are chasayot? Yon haluf hashamba betzalim. So loaf is like an onion, shum is garlic, and betzalim an onion. So onions, garlic, that's it. So that's a dead letter. Then the Gemara says, Vidilma b'meduchanim. Maybe the person chopped up the original onion. He says, chashud al shviyat katani. So the Gemara says,
Let's see the Ran. One second. He chopped it up. So he says, Chashud Katani. So on the Ran, Velo Tarak Bahachi. He wouldn't bother doing that. In other words, so it sounds like
crushing it up is only to avoid maestros and what do you call it? It's a Tom Kaufman would chop it up so he doesn't have to get involved with this shemitah food, vegetable. But this guy, he doesn't observe it anyhow. He's not going to bother chopping.
He says here in footnote 9. He says it's uncommon to plant crushed chasai, but a person does so only to avoid shemitah problems with growth. But a shemitah violator does not care about shemitah prohibitions, would therefore not bother to do so. So one second. So he says here, so maybe it's talking about that there was like a mix. In other words, you were taking these leaves, maybe these leaves are mixed with other leaves. In other words, the whole raya is that these leaves are heter, but maybe these leaves are mixed with like salad other leaves. In other words, so he says here, Hamanakesh Katani, he says you were pruning, it doesn't sound like you're mixing things together. So this the Gemara thinks is a proof. So now our proof, we think that the growth is different than the original growth, that was our question. So the Gemara says, Lema Tevei Tiufta, Rabbi Yochanan, Ud Rabbi Yonatan. So if that's the case, then Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan are going to be up Kishlak. Let's look at the round on this. On the two lines above where it gets two lines above where it gets what? Let me tell you, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Le'el, Yalda Shesivcha Bezkena Asur. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you grafted the orla branch to the older tree, he said the fruit is prohibited, even though it grew a lot with the older tree. So the growth is the same as the original growth. Rabbi Yonatan, Damar Le'el, Batzel Shesoba Kerem. He said, the onion you planted in the vineyard, Afishanea Kara Kerem, even though the whole vineyard has been uprooted, Asur, because the original growth was Asur, and now it keeps growing. So we see that according to those two Amorayim, i.e. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan, the growth is the same status as the original plant. And here we have, this was a Mishnah, and here from this Mishnah, it sounds like, or the Brisa rather, here we have a Brisa, and from this Brisa, it sounds like the growth is Heter. So that really is a big problem. So Lema Tavibti, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan. So Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, says back in the Gemara, six lines from the bottom, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Shan Yishviyit, Hov Yisrael de Karka, Betela Tanami de Karka. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, this case of Shemitah is an outlier. In other words, where the Yisur flows as a result of it growing in the Shemitah year, that's different than any other case. Well, how so? He says, Hov Yisrael de Karka, the Yisur of Shemitah is created just from its growth in the ground. That's how the Easter is created. It grew in the ground in the Shemitah year. That's the Easter. Potato Tanamile de Karka. So the beetle is it grows in the ground in the eighth year. That's the beetle. But to Ain Kane, the other Easter we were speaking about, let's say the Orla is not a function of it growing in the ground. It's a function of the tree. And the Kiliat Kerem is not a function of growing in the ground. It's growing with the two different seeds together. Those are different cases. So maybe in general, The overarching principle is, like Reb Yochanan and Reb Yonatan, that it's the status of the original fruit. But where the Isur comes from the ground, like Shemitah, then there's a different halacha. Then if it's growing again in the eighth year, so the ground creates the Isur, the ground creates the Heter. Maybe that's the way it goes. If that's the case, so then the proof disappears. That's the end of the proof. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Arei ma'aser the Isuroi de Karka. But wait, Maaser, that's also an Isur that's created through Karka. The plant grows, it's Chayav and Maasro. He says, the Ein Betela Toai de Karka, but the beetle doesn't take place with Karka, the Tanya, because we learn in the Brisa, Litra Maaser Tevel, Litra again is a measure of weight. I have Maaser Tevel. Now, Maaser Tevel means I have a litra of Maaser. So this we already went through something. It's Maaser Rishon. It could be a Levi. The Levi's got the Maaser Rishon. But what does he have to do with the Maaser Rishon? He's got to get Trumas Maaser. He's got to give 10% to the Kohen. So he's got Litra Maaser Tevel. So he didn't give the Trumas Maaser to the Kohen. He's got the Maaser, but he didn't give the Truma to the Kohen. And then, so what is that? Isur, right? It's just Isur. It's another fact pattern. It's just Isur, okay? So I have Isur. Shazara Bakarka, then he plants it in the ground, the Hishpicha. And then, now here, he's planting the ground, I think, in the Shemitah year. Yeah. So he plants it in the ground in the sixth year. but then it grows in the Shemitah year. Berehi ke'eser litrin. And then, you know, he got a big bracha. It grew. Now he's got 10 liter or whatever he was planting. He says, chayevet b'maaser u'b'shviyat. So the Tana of the Braisa says that the original growth is still chayev in maaser. In other words, the original growth is still chayev. In other words, even though it grew, in other words, it grows in the Shemitah year. Now it's before it was one liter, and now it's 10 liters. So let's say it was like 1 pound, now it's 10 pounds. So the 1 pound never had Shumas Maaser taken from it. The 9 pounds are all Hefker. They're not Chayiv and Shumas Maaser, they're Hefker, it's Shemitah year. The original one, that status hasn't changed according to the Tana of the Braisa. In other words, despite the fact that it's growing and it grew much more in Shemitah year, its status isn't changing. It's still Chayiv and Shumas Maaser. He says, Chayiv and Maaser, it's Chayiv and Maaser, Uvishviyat, and the other 9 parts are Chayiv and Din Shviyas. The Otal Litra Maaser, but Otal Litra Maaser Lemakomacher, Lepi Cheshvan. The original litra, you're going to have to get the Trumas Maaser from a different place. You'll take the Trumas Maaser from another location. So he says, She'in Maaser Menachada Shal Yashan. Okay. All right, now, but the point being that we said, we thought we had a principle that Shvius was different. Hovi Yisrael de Karka, the Yisrael is created with Karka, so the Beetle also takes place with Karka. Now Maaser is also created through Karka. Maaser is also created through Karka, we think. So if Maaser is created through Karka, and then I'm planting it now in the Shemitah year, so then logically everything should change with it. Now it should have like a type of Beetle, because now it's growing in the Shemitah year, and it should be everything should be Bata with it. If in other words, just like before I had the one second. Yeah, that we got, but he went right. But before the case before was So with the Shemitah case before, so Menachesh, yeah. So the case before was, yeah, I had the Shemitah fruit, and then the Shemitah fruit was growing in the 8th year. So, and then it came out that the growth was considered to be Heter. So we said maybe it's different over there, because Shemitah is a whole, not that we're learning a din, that the growth is different than the original one. It's just the land creates the Easter, and now the land is creating the Heter. That's where we go. So if that's the case, land created the Easter, land created the Heter, so how come it doesn't work over here? Why don't we say, like, I took this onion or whatever I had, and then Litramaiser Tevel, I planted in the Karka, and now it continues to grow in the Shemitah year, so why doesn't it get a din of Shemitah? Okay, so the Gemara says the top line on Nuntan of an Aleph, Amri Maaser Digun Hu the Kakarim Lay. So it said, no, you got this all wrong. By Maaser, it's the Digun which causes it, and that it's not Chayiv and Trumas Maaser. In other words, it's not Chayiv and Trumas Maaser till it's piled up in a pile. Okay, one second. Let me just take a look, and I got to call it a day. One second. He says, with Maaser, it's rendering to a finished grain that causes the obligation to take effect. In other words, our working principle that what creates the Easter by Maaser is the Aretz is not true. Not true. It's true that there's a 6-year cycle with the Maaser, but what creates the Chiyuv of Maaser is when you bring it to the Goren, then you pile it and you smooth the pile. That's what creates the Chiyuv. So it's not a good example of land creates the Easter, land should create the Heter, because that's not the case at all. So that kasha goes by the wayside. So our working shot so far, we think, is that the case with the Shemitah, that's an outlier case, right? That's not the typical case, but the working principle would be that the growth is the same as the original one. Okay, you got to do tomorrow's daf. I think that's it for today. Okay, let me end the second. One second. Let me get this here.